welcome to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here at KVOE. Phil is in to bring you all the latest information outdoors. And our What's In Outdoors program brought to you every Friday morning by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. And our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. I want to say good morning on a chilly Friday to Phil Totten. And where might you be this morning, Phil?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, Ron. For a minute, I thought I was Scott Hayes. And I need to say it was so nice to be in the studio last Friday to see y'all. But Scott, you know, he was going from one room to the other and here and did stop in and say hi to us. But I've been alternating between Studio North and Studio South because I'm still seeing the Eagles. And I just got the bird feeder in front of me at Studio North, so that's where I am right now. Going through the house, I was reminded that the sheriff, I should have said that Ginger will be back in town this weekend, so I better do some housekeeping when the show is over.
Better get that done, Phil.
I'll tell you, Ron, it's been a hard winter. I am so anxious to see if these wildflower seeds that I planted are going to come up and bloom. Said they need to be frozen, sir. They have been froze. Ron, I'm going to have a guy on the show today that knows a little bit about the weather. He's a decorated veteran, and now he's an outdoor program chair for the Quivira Council of Boy Scouts of America. And it's Nathan McClune, Claire. And with Nathan, I'll tell you, he's gone back. He came to our fish instructors class there at the Fin Hills Tech College, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. He is just taking outdoor programs by storm. So, Nathan, welcome to the What's In Outdoors show.
Well, thanks, Phil. Been a while since I've been on your show.
I don't know, and I sure appreciate you coming and helping us out at the Veterans Day Parade. I remember introducing you to Peggy Mass, and the conversation you had there was quite the deal. But can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, and how long have you been involved with scouting now, Nathan?
Well, I'm actually third-generation scouter, and I started off in first grade and worked my way up to Eagle Scout and was on all sorts of activities, Conservation Corps and working at a scout ranch. And then 9/11 happens and disappeared off to the Army for a couple of years. Came back, and my son wanted to get in scouting. So I found myself right back in, involved. And the big one here was, at first, we were just sitting in classrooms. And that's not scouting. Scouting is all about being outside and learning your skills outside of a classroom. So I did a little griping and complaining. And next thing I know, I find myself in charge of outdoor activities for my local unit, my district, and now the council. And so I've been pretty busy trying to get youth back outside and out of classrooms.
Well, I'll tell you, Nathan, the squeaky wheel does get some oil sometimes, and I do want to give you a tip of the hat for keeping with it. What brought it to mind last week when I was going to Emporia, I was thinking about the weather. So can you tell us about loading those kids up and going out to Colorado?
Well, sure. We just got back Monday from a trip out to Colorado over the weekend, and, you know, I believe that to make strong men or strong adults, now that scouting is co-ed, you have to put the youth out there in some challenging environments. And so over President's Day weekend, we left Thursday morning bright and early and went out to Colorado. We ended up camping at 8,800 feet up on the side of a mountain in tents and wake up in the morning. And one day we went snow skiing, another day snowshoeing. We taught the kids how to build snow caves so they could sleep in them. And in the morning, it was about -10 to -12 was the real field temperature. And then warm up a little bit. And really surprised, took 10 youth and 4 adults up there. And while it was chilly, everyone was happy and pretty good morale. But there was something I wasn't ready for, Phil. It was so cold up there that our little wood-burning stoves actually froze and stopped working 2 of the 3 nights. And so while I promised the parents I'd have stoves to keep the kids warm, they stopped working 2 out of the 3 nights.
Well, by stoves, were these stoves in your tents? And your story reminds me of some of the places I used to need to stay when I was on the railroad. I know one time we went to Salina, and it was so cold and the heater wasn't working. I got the bathtub and let the water trickle in on me. That's one thing with scouts. You are going to teach those kids how to survive.
Yeah, so we were in old surplus Army Arctic tents, and they have a little stove jack built into them. So we made little wood-burning barrel stoves to go inside the tents. And what happened was it was so cold that the creosote and the particles in the smoke were freezing against the flue and on the spark arrestor on top, and it actually froze shut to where there was no exhaust for the stove, so the stoves were putting themselves out. And we thought it was just us being flatlanders, not understanding Colorado. We, our Denver troop up there that we were meeting with, they had the same problem in their stove, so it made us feel a little better. But once we knocked that spark arrestor off the top of our chimneys, the stoves worked just fine and no more problems, except for the boys were trying to hide in their warm tents.
I tell you, I was in a tent one time with Tommy Deeker, and I found out what a three-dog night was. We were pheasant hunting out in the west. In western Kansas, and of course we had a house right there we could have stayed in, but no, I was going to rust it. We had some kind of catalytic heater or something in there. Well, it froze up, and I had a Sears and Roebuck sleeping bag. Tommy had, and being in the National Guard there in Emporia, he had one of those mummy bags. So Tommy was warm. I went out to the truck and got both bird dogs out of the truck and put them in my sleeping bag. And I needed one more. It was so cold. So that was my introduction to a three-dog night. Well, Nathan,
oh, yeah.
Tell us what all we got going on down at the ranch there in Sedan.
So we're in the middle of a big project right now that we're trying to redo a lot of program down here in Quivira Council. And COVID really hurt some issues down here with not getting out and people not being able to meet. And so we're taking it as a chance to redo some things. And right now I am on a very large project and got quite a bit of support that we are refocusing on program within the council and down at the Scout Ranch. So we're looking at how to increase opportunities to get kids, not going to the same two or three places. We notice a lot of units are in ruts. They go to the same campgrounds time after time. And honestly, in scouting, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, it's boring, absolutely boring. So we're trying to really get units out and do more. We're rebuilding our climbing program. We're getting ready to improve our shooting program. We're looking at how can we make some improvements on the lake and aquatics. And a big one that we just started last year is we started a fish camp. And this fish camp is getting attention from National Boy Scouts that here in Quivira, we're the first ones to do it, and National is really looking at it. But it is a wildlife biology program centered around fishing where they're not just learning how to fish, but they're learning about conservation, taking water samples, shocking the lake, doing fish counts, really about the whole program of conservation and wildlife biology focused around the lake. And that's something we're very excited about down here in Quivira, that we get to be a national leader on this.
Oh, that is cool. But you've been a leader all your life, Nathan. I really admire you. One thing, you know, when we talked about the trip to Colorado, some of the dads had never skied. And I do know just from my experience here at the lake at Council Grove, and especially how COVID has stopped so many of our programs, the number of parents that have come to the marina and asked me, Phil, I need to learn to fish because I'm with my kids now. I'm busy with life and everything. So, I'd give them tips. You mentioned that some of the dads went with you to Colorado that had never skied. Do you find now that a lot of the scouts that are getting into scouting are bringing parents that need to be educated in the outdoors?
Well, that was one thing that surprised me when I got back into scouting was how many people I went to high school with, because we have kids about the same age that were in our scouting unit never camped, never really gone fishing, never truly been in the outdoors. And they may know how to fish off the edge of a bank while enjoying a beer, but they didn't know how to canoe. They didn't know how to camp. And so we actually had to spend a couple campouts teaching the parents how to camp, teaching the parents what to bring, how to do it, so that they could help teach their kids. And that's really a big thing in scouting right now. And we actually have adult training so that adults can get educated, because I think that's one of our largest barriers to the outdoors is ignorance. Parents don't want to take youth out to do something that they don't know how to do. And that's been a program we've been working with, is how to break down that ignorance. But on the same side, or on the other side of the coin, it is absolutely amazing to watch learning happen from youth and adults at the same time and sharing those experiences that, hey, I didn't know how to do that. It's okay. Don't cry. I didn't know either. So on the Colorado trip, I didn't realize that I was the only one that had experience mountain cold weather camping. And so I spent a lot of the time teaching everybody, this is how you set up a tent in the snow. This is how you ski. This is how we snowshoe. And it was a learning experience for the entire group, but that makes memories that are going to carry throughout their lifetime.
Nathan, one of the things you just said, some people might be sitting on the bank and having a beer. That reminds me of a time when Don was out at Melbourne, and he was the wildlife manager of Melbourne Wildlife Area. And so I was talking about some programs and some projects that we could do out to Melbourne. And he said, Phil, you can't believe how much our time is used just picking up after people that come out to the refuge, that go to Lyon County Lake, and the trash you lead. I know one of the big things that I say on the show, and I know that scouting is really involved with, is outdoor ethics and responsibility. So can you tell us how you work in Leave No Trace into your scouting programs?
So Leave No Trace is not a new concept. The idea of Leave No Trace is wherever you go, no one should be able to tell that you were there. And so in scouting, we would tell people, take pictures, leave footsteps. That's the only thing that you should leave when you're done camping, is leaving footprints. And so when we go into an area, we try to make sure we pitch our tents in areas that people have already camped in, if this is a campsite. If it's out in the outback, we try to make sure that when we break down camp and leave, you can't tell we had a fire. You can't tell that we were camping there. You can't tell that we were there. Now, the other side of scouting is leave it better than you found it. And I think that one is a more important aspect when we go into public lands and public areas, is leave it better than you found it. And so it's pretty common to see scout groups, when they go camping, pick up all the litter, pick up the trash, make the campsite look nice when you leave. You'll see scouts that go out there and come back with trash bags full of debris and litter because they just left the campsite looking good. And then through our rank advancement, we have service projects. And it's from kindergarten all the way up through the highest ranks of scouting. There's always service projects that they're out there picking up trash, doing some sort of water and soil conservation, making areas look nice. Redoing playgrounds for kids. And so when you see scout groups out there, or they're asking for donations, it's really a group that's putting that money into activities that improves the outdoors for everybody.
Do you have any fundraising activities going on now, Nathan?
Well, scout groups are almost always fundraising. Our group, we do not. I don't like fundraising, honestly, because it takes away time from scouting. So I really push my boys that in the fall, when it's time for popcorn season, we hit it hard and we do as much as we can. But a lot of units are out there doing car washes, chili feeds, pancake feeds, to raise money for their camps. And I would say scouting is constantly fundraising out there. I know right now in our council, at the council level, we're just now starting our fundraising to improve program. And so if anybody's in South Central Kansas, they can reach out to Quivira Council and donate money strictly for program. And it will go into replacing our rifles, improving our climbing program, making new trails, improving trails so we can go hiking and mountain biking around the lake. And just anything really is helpful so I can keep improving our program.
Well, listeners, Nathan is going to be on our team March 11th through 13th over at Overland Park when we have our Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and Missouri activity area. And I encourage you to come to that show if you can. Of course, you want to watch the weather. And, Nathan, I'm kicking out a way to maybe work with you and the other volunteers that I have coming to that show to make a day of our activity around there to be a form of fundraiser for the Boy Scouts. So I want to tell you how much appreciate you being on the show and look forward to seeing you there in Overland Park.
Always appreciate it, and I'll see you on Saturday in Overland Park.
Thank you, sir. Good luck with your program.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Ron, I'm ready to go to that first break. You are, sir.
All right, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors? Stay tuned. Phil is back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The Cruet Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it. And if we don't, it's probably not around.
So, with over 115,000 items in stock, if you need it, Bluestem Farm and Ranch has got it.
That's right.
How about head cleaner for my 8-track player?
Okay, maybe not that, but you'll want to head there to see their expanded poultry department with everything for chickens, ducks, you name it. Watch for their bi-monthly Chick Day ads, and from Science Diet to Diamond, Purina to Iams for pet food. If you need it, Bluestem's got it. Bluestem Farm and Ranch, Highway 50 in Emporia.
And I think Chick Day is today at Bluestem Farm and Ranch. In fact, KBOE Live and local, you are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KBOE Live and local. Phil from Studio North, Council Grove Lake here on a Friday. Cold morning, but Phil, things are going to be warming up. How's that sound to you?
I'll tell you, that sounds good. James is supposed to be coming home Saturday or Sunday, so I hope Kansas opens his arms back for her. She does not like this cold weather. I just took a trip to Studio South, Ron, and the Eagles have landed. So it's just so cool seeing that. And while I was had the interview going with with Nathan, there was a sharp-shin hawk flew through the yard, and you ought to have seen them birds scatter off the bird feeders. I tell you, things are tough out there. Late winter is real tough on the birds out there. There's a scarcity of seeds, and then two, water, just frozen everything. If you can, you might want to go down to Bluestem and get one of those water elements, heating elements you can put in your bird bath, and it really helps the birds out. And also grit. I saw some birds out on the pathway coming to the house, and they were scratching for some gravel, so they need that. Pretty tough on everything this time of year, but it wasn't. And one thing that was tough on the crappie last Saturday and my trip to Milford was the fishermen. They were catching crappie like I've never seen it before. But I was with Joe Bragg, and we were with some friends that used to be involved with Quail Unlimited in Topeka, Dr. Hall, a fellow named Reynolds, and just sat there. And believe it or not, all I was doing was telling stories and helping them take their fish off the pole. It was really cool, and that's what I brought home, the crappie scraps, threw them into the lake, and that's what the Eagles are feeding on now. They're really wrestling the crows for them, too, because they're two. But Joe, I'll tell you, he's going to be doing this Cabela's thing on March 11th to 13th. He'd be in Kansas City with me, but he's really... put a Facebook post out the other day about Bo Jackson, you know, everything that he did with commercials that Bo knows. Well, I guarantee you, Joe knows. One thing he might need a little bit of help with is when to get off that lake, because that wind turned around to the north, and we went from the south side of Milford Lake all the way back up to Acorns Lodge in some pretty tough water. But we made it, and I tell you, that center console boat that Joe has, it's really safe. And Joe will be part of the fundraiser that we have going on at Bus tonight, because he is donating a family trip with him, probably be at Milford Lake, because he's heading on a brush pile of crappie, you can't believe. So I do encourage people to come out to the fundraiser, and, you know, them people have worked hard to get that together, so we do want to support them.
Yeah, it could be a good night tonight. Yeah, silent auction starts at 6. The live auction starts at 7 tonight out at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. So as Phil mentioned, support the St. Patrick's Day auction to benefit in part What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten.
We use mostly Z-Man jig heads and plastic bodies, and they're really tough. Of course, you just need to fit the color to what the fish were biting the wind on that day, and Joe was Joe doesn't do it, but the guys we're fishing with, they like to put those crappie niblets on it, and sometimes that was really working too. So this is one reason we do these fishing programs, is just get other techniques and things out to the public that they might not have tried. Mainly we want to try to get people out there to enjoy the outdoors, and I sure appreciate what Nathan's done. We talk about getting the outing back into scouting. When you talk to me, you know, I'm trying to get families and especially youth back out into the outdoors, period. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll talk about some new programs we might be doing on the What's in Outdoors calendar.
All right, sounds good. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it. And if we don't, it's probably not around.
So, with over 150,000 items in stock, if you need it, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch has got it.
That's right.
How about head cleaner for my 8-track player?
Okay, maybe not that, but you'll want to head there to see their expanded poultry department with everything for chickens, ducks, you name it. Watch for their bi-monthly Chick Day ads, and from Science Diet to Diamond, Purina to Iams for pet food, if you need it, Blue Stem's got it. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy to bring you What's in Outdoors every Friday morning with Phil Totten, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Studio North, Council Grove Lake, Phil Totten here on a Friday with a list of some upcoming outdoor activities. So we got plenty coming up, Phil.
Well, Ron, tomorrow I'll be going over to a hunter education class, and I do want to give What's in Outdoors tip of the hat to Roger Wells, working with Nancy Lamb, and their dedicated team of volunteers to still do the internet-assisted classes that will have about a six-hour field day tomorrow. And the kids are going to learn a little bit about getting outside in the snow, and it might be it's supposed to be a little bit warmer, but they'll still need to be walking out in the snow and slide around it. Always bothered me when we'd have these classes, especially in October or November, we'd remind the kids we'd be outside and their parents to come dress for the weather. Well, invariably we'd have some kids show up in tennis shoes and shorts. So outdoor we went. That's that learning Nathan told us about, the getting out of the classroom and get outside to see what it's all about. But talking with Roger, there is a class maybe coming up in Emporia, and we'll try to keep everybody interested in that. I'm going to try to be working to get a class over here in the Morris County area. But new to the calendar that we have now was Eric Brown with Pasadena Outdoor Mentors. he said that there's going to be a fishing derby open for kids that that are involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's coming up on May 7th out at Camp Alexander. I can't wait till the camp out there gets to rolling like they have always had, because they always have some good programs, and we'll probably have another fish fry and fishing derby for them whenever they set the date. I have been trying to get hold of a lady at the library in Emporia. I lost an email somewhere in communication that she sent me, and I finally saw it there last night. And they're talking about having a fishing program there at the library. So that's cool that we've got going on. And, of course, we're still in the planning stages for this big show at Overland Park. I'm tickled to death to be a part of that and work with professionals like Brent Fazee, Mark Tobin. And it's going to be good. I do know Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Lovis will be there on Saturday to field any questions concerning the Wildlife and Parks. We hope to get some game wardens and even some biologists there, fishing biologists and wildlife biologists there to field questions on what we can do to make it a better world outside. So, Ron, my thoughts and prayers are for our military that might be involved over there in Russia and, you know, their battle with Ukraine and what's going on or vice versa. It's a shame that we just can't come to meetings, and also thoughts for the families that's being left at home. So we will see you tonight at Russ, and God bless.
All right. I'll be there, Phil, so I will see you a little later on this evening at the St. Patrick's Day auction. Appreciate it. Be safe.
You too, sir.
All thanks. Right. Phil Totten, What's It Outdoors, every Friday morning right here, right around 8:20. Phil's got a great lineup of guests and activities to highlight each and every week, and we encourage you to log on to KVOE.com, click on the Communities tab, and hop on the What's In Outdoors page. Phil has all kinds of information, photos, and whatnot there for you to dive into. What's In Outdoors, brought to you weekly by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, and by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Sunshine, 9 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:50.
Fighting continues in Ukraine, but Russia says that Ukrainian